In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go.
Sometimes it's hard for people to relate to something because they don't know anyone who's experienced something. I'm a person of color and was thinking about talking about my own experiences with police brutality in hopes of trying to open up more conversations around police brutality, but I'm not sure if it is a good idea. And I would honestly say that it's absolutely a good idea. Anytime that anyone wants to share an experience that happened to them in order to help other people understand and relate and connect more deeply, I think that that is super brave and super courageous work. And I like totally give it all the thumbs up. I think that, you know, creating a safe space for yourself, doing it with trusted people, or doing it in an environment where you know that that you're gonna have the support that you need to have the conversation is really important. So trying to set that up ahead of time. I think that this person, you know, they're in a leadership role, which means that it really is gonna go even farther as a story where people can look and say, wow, that happened to this person, that happened to someone I know. I wonder how they felt about that. How does that make me feel? All of the things that you go through when you hear a story that you can connect to because of the person who's telling it. So I think that it's a great opportunity. And again, if you have an experience that you don't want to share, there's no shame or blame on that. Because again, everyone has a role and a time to step up and to move this cause forward. And it can look so many different ways, but I think that this is a really beautiful way to help to bring people along and help people understand like the impact.
Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.